Hello, faithful listeners. Thank you for tuning in to today's very special episode of Evil Pen Pals. P.S. You're dead. Today, we will visit Beatrice. Beatrice has been writing letter after 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 letter for months to her bestest pen pal, Floyd. But Floyd hasn't responded. Floyd responded to one letter and then just left poor old Beatrice hanging. So today, we're outside of Floyd's house in his backyard where Beatrice is spying on him from the bushes.
I guess go ahead and watch some NFL playoff action here.
Football? Was it football? Huh, Floyd? Is that what kept you from writing back?
Let's see. I'm going to have to learn how to operate this remote control here. Channel 5, I think it was. No, fuck. Nope. This is a dog show. This isn't the NFL at all. I guess I'm going to have to just scan through the channels.
You can press buttons. Pencils. Pens. Ever hear of them? They're not that much harder.
While it's scanned through the channels, I think I'm just gonna enjoy me some of my sour cream and onion chips that I bought at 7-Eleven.
Ding dong. Pizza delivery.
Coming here. Getting up off the couch. Walking up over to the door. Hello there.
Yep, that'll be 27:30.
Excuse me? What are you doing?
I'm dying, man.
What?
I don't know what hit me.
What? Did you eat some of the pizza?
I don't know, but tell my boss I delivered it in under 30 minutes.
I'll give you a good review. Jesus. Fuck.
Damn it, Floyd. Supposed to be for you. The neurotoxin in the cardboard. God damn it!
Also, sidebar. You just talk to yourself like that, like, all day?
Man, thank God I talked to myself all day, or I might have, like, eaten a slice of that pizza. Without talking to myself, I would just, like, act like an animal or something. But Jesus Christ, I'm not going to touch that pizza. Ugh. God.
I mean, you can eat the pizza. It was a neurotoxin in the cardboard. I mean, the pizza's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm...
I mean, it's disgusting. You put pineapple on it, but...
Wait a minute.
I could let that go.
That's not my voice. That's not my head voice. That is not my head voice.
No, it's Beatrice. I know you've gotten some letters. It's me. Beatrice, standing next to this dead body, who now you need to help me get rid of.
Wait, Beatrice?
Floyd!
Beatrice! Just then, across town at the local police station, Beatrice's mother is talking to the police chief about her daughter Beatrice and her crazy ways.
I'm telling you, I know it's been less than 48 hours, but I know my Beatrice. She is off and plotting something.
And you based that on what exactly? Like parental intuition?
Exactly. Plus, her room looks like, if you go into her room, it looks like the site of some kind of person who's doing plots, like pictures up on the wall with yarns stretched across to other pictures.
Are you sure that you just haven't been watching a lot of episodes of CSI? I mean, we get this with like lonely older women a lot.
Do you mean to say that I need to come back in 2 hours to report that my daughter is missing and potentially doing something dangerous?
I mean, if you really want to, you could. We're kind of, I mean, it goes from officially being able to ignore you to unofficially ignoring you unofficially.
Is that what all these DVDs on the counter is for people who are reporting that their loved ones are missing and they have to do it at the right appropriate time?
No, that's porn. I'm sorry you saw that. But Chief, good guess.
Chief, you may just want to go ahead and, you know, we had that thing last year with all the missing people. I think you may want to just go ahead and see what her daughter's up to. We got in a heap of trouble, not to mention the porn. Chief, you really got to be more careful.
All right. Look, lady, we got nothing else. The donut stores are, they're doing well, and that's really all we care about. So, all right, lady, we'll follow up on whatever you want us to follow up. Where should we start?
Well, first of all, look at these pictures of her room. She's got a picture of a bunch of letters addressed across town to some Floyd.
Wait a minute. You didn't say anything about letters. Now, she wasn't a pen pal, was she?
Well, yes, I am ashamed to admit it, but yes, she has taken on the art of pen paling.
Yes, the art of pen paling.
The dark art of pen paling.
Which I say without any sarcasm whatsoever. Look, we have a whole case about an evil pen pal who's just been going around killing people.
Are you saying my daughter's a killer?
I'm saying that if her case and this other case kind of merged together and had a baby, that yes, your daughter would be the evil pen pal.
Yeah, Chief, this looks kind of like a copy. We had one of these back in North Carolina. I think that she may be onto something. I see on these letters she got them little wax seal things, and them's dangerous. Them say a lot about a person.
But you're in charge of the case of the evil pen pal, right?
Well, I was trying to get some leads. Like I said, it sounded a lot like what we had back at home. Ma'am, you mind if we take a look at these letters up close?
Sure. Come on over. I mean, I haven't had any visitors in years, so pardon my mess.
We'll expect cats and lots of them.
While Hold the on. Police are getting on the case, expecting cats and looking for letters, FBI agent Smolder is going over his case files and notices that he's still nowhere closer to finding out about the pen pal killer.
Looking here at this big old file of papers that I call a case. Well, I realize that this file is just getting bigger instead of being marked with red as solved. And frankly, my sex appeal is running out. There's only so many women in this town that I can interview. So I don't know. Maybe I'm at my wit's end. Maybe I can't solve anything with just the amazing handsomeness that I was born with. Maybe I need a new tact, a new approach.
Just then, Smolder's spunky new partner comes in with a possible break in the case.
Smolder! I just heard some news on the wire about the pen pal killer striking again.
Oh, I'm So sorry to hear that. It makes me just churn inside with the sun of 1,000 more suns burning within my soul.
Smolder, smolder. Snap into it. You are not the same FBI agent that I spent my young career looking up to. It seems that you would rather sit and write sonnets and soliloquies into all of our case files instead of being the agent that got you the fame in the first place.
Thou art correct. Slap me and slap me hard to get me out of it.
Fine, Smolder, I will get the slapping glove, but after that, let's hop in the car and go to Small Town USA. That's where the latest murder happened.
Not Small Town.
Slap.
Oh. Well, thanks, I needed that. Now, let's go solve some crime.
Will Smolder and his spunky new partner be able to solve the crime? Will small town police, with the help of Beatrice's mother, solve the crime? Will Beatrice go on her reign of dark art, pen pal, terror? Find out after these messages.
Hi, I'm Lori, and I'm one of your postal workers from your local post office, station 2734.
Oh my God, you're a hero.
That I am. You wanted some stamps?
I did, but what do I do to get some?
You have to physically come to the post office. Please, we're so lonely.
Does that mean I would get a chance to meet you in person?
Yes, come on over. People are forgetting about the post office, so any kind of adoration and morale boosting would be so helpful.
Wait, do I need a stamp to send an email?
No, you need a stamp to send a physical letter. Please, just write anything on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, and buy a stamp from us. I have cobwebs growing underneath my arms and legs. I've been sitting here waiting for some customers.
Well, I don't understand. Why would I do that if I have a computer?
You would do it because the feel of your hand against some paper with a pen in it is the feeling of being connected to humanity. Somebody gets that on the other side of you sending it, and it's true human connection. Please, come to the post office. Be human again.
Oh, I get my human connection from Netflix.
No, not Netflix. Never say Netflix around me. I miss sending the DVDs. Now they are just coming. Drips and drops.
Look, you might want to go get therapy or something.
Well, my therapist only accepts emails and phone calls. I tried. I sent multiple letters and letters and letters and letters and letters and letters to get a therapist, but just please come to the post office. You can visit us on the corner of 8th and 5.
Only because you're desperate.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. The sweet, sweet smell of desperation. Hey, while you're trying to buy a stamp from our local sponsor, maybe pick up a date from that sexy sounding mail lady. You know, they wear the nice little shorts. And they're tight in the back. Oh, shit. yes. Beatrice. Let's concentrate on Beatrice and not the sweet, sweet, tight male shorts or the female shorts, as I like to say. anyway, Beatrice is slowly trying to gaslight our little non-returner into explaining himself. Let's just get on with it. Let's stop listening. Let's just get on to it.
Now, Floyd, we can deal with the body later. In the meantime, I'd like to know, did you receive my letters? I think you did because I see them on the desk.
I need to answer these questions because the chips are really calling out to me. I'm really hungry.
I just murdered someone. So yeah, you're going to have to answer my questions, Floyd.
A good point. Hey, so you probably want to know why I didn't answer any of your letters after the first one, of course.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Because I asked you plenty of times. I mean, all the way up until letter 37. And then I decided to go a different route. And I know they may have gotten a little scary. I know the doodles on the side were just a little bit much. I get it. I stopped that by letter number 45. Yes, I would like to know.
Well, honestly, I never read any of the letters except for the first one. If you look at all the letters, you'll notice that they're unopened. It took a while to get your second letter. And so I just kind of moved on with my life.
It's incredibly insensitive, Floyd. It's very insensitive. Very, 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 very insensitive. And I will not be ignored.
I could open up the second letter and read it now, if that would make you feel any better.
I think you should read all 352 of them.
Could I maybe eat like some of my chips first?
No, Floyd, you can't.
Look, I'm just gonna put my hand in the bag.
Can't read with a mouth full of chips. Can't read with a full mouth of chips.
Ow, you're hurt. Ow.
So sorry.
Well, I guess I won't be eating any chips with that hand.
Nope, I guess you won't. Takes a lot more than three fingers to eat chip, right, Floyd?
Yes, indeed. It does take more than three fingers. Floyd. Well, Floyd is being pressured into reading all, what did she say? 352 letters. Good God. We go to Beatrice's mom's house with the local police and an awful, 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 awful lot of cats.
All right, ma'am, I'm gonna need to ask you to can you get all these cats to ow? Is there a way to get these cats out of the evidence?
Follow my voice. Follow my voice. Oh, shoot. They think I'm feeding them. Sorry. All right. Shenanigans. Moochie. Sixer. Bootins. Get out of there. Let the law enforcement through. Come on. Shenanigans, stop it. Oh. Sorry, I bought a special couch just for them to tear up, but they just still want human flesh. Come on in, I made some tea.
I'm sorry, ma'am, did you say human flesh? Yeah. I don't know how long I can stay in here. I didn't take my antihistamines before we got here. Could you just please show me the letters?
Oh, yes, okay, let me just, a lot of squeak toys, let me get out of there.
I'm sorry, ma'am, and while you show her the letters, if you could just show me the yarn on the wall, I...
Meow.
Yeah, that's why we have so much yarn, is because all the cats, obviously. It's just right through this door. Just gonna open it. Bootins, get out of the way.
Hey, Captain, you noticed any kind of odor, Captain? Can you, because I could still smell something, and my nose is completely it smells.
Detective, I can't smell anything other than cat dew.
Yeah, there's a lot of cat dew.
There's cat dew.
I'm just curious, how often do you change? Oh my god, oh good, don't.
I'm just gonna pull out my gun and shoot that fucking cat.
Oh my god.
Oh, sir, gosh. I don't know that that was necessary, but I think my my nose thanks you. Wow. Ma'am, I have a question for you here. I'm wondering, curious, now it does smell quite strong. I'm able to smell through all of the mucus and the membranes that are swelling in my face, and it smells very, very strong of cat urine and cat feces. Now, I just wonder, now, when was the last time you went ahead and changed the boxes for them kitties?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I do change them every couple of days, but, you know, there's so many that they just...
How many would you average, would you say? How many cats do you think you have in here?
Oh, gosh. Well, I have Shenanigans, Bootins, Sixer...
I mean, I'm just going to take a guess. I'm going to say there's probably about 50, 60 cats in here.
Probably. Yeah, that's
okay, okay. Okay. Now, I'm just curious here. Now, I'm wondering, you ever hear of something called toxoplasmosis?
Toxoplasmosis. I'm afraid.
Yeah, you
not.
put it all together. Toxoplasmosis is one word. Just one word.
Toxoplasma.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm wondering now, your daughter, did she leave the house much?
Well, I mean, she's writing letters all the live long day, so I would
she
say
she does.
No.
I see that. There's quite a collection of stationery in that room there. It's very, very interesting. Captain, I think we may have something here still very dangerous, but I think we may have a reason for why. Oh my God. Oh, you know what? When your nose is all stuffed up, and then like a little bit of it just kind of opens up, and you get like the full smell of what you're smelling. So a little bit of it opened up, and now my eyes is watering something crazy because ma'am, I don't know. Maybe you need to get your olfactory system checked out. Maybe you need to go to the doctor.
Detective, come.
I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic. I'm getting off topic.
Not only are you off topic, but we haven't even found a single DVD player in this house for my collection of DVDs to play while you look for clues.
You know, while we're at it, Captain, I know somebody who's in the psychotherapy profession. Might be able to help you there with that little addiction you got to them DVDs.
Good to know. I'm sorry. Ma'am.
All right. Now, ma'am, do you have any idea where your daughter is right now?
Any idea whatsoever.
No clue. I mean, she said she was going to go out for her stationary run. That was about
two days
ago now. So
2 days, you say? Okay, okay. I'm looking at these letters.
Real quick question. There's a poster of a man here. Who's this man?
Oh, that poster? Well, that's the Postmaster General from 2018.
We should go talk to him.
The Postmaster General, huh? Very interesting. Well, looks like we have a commercial to get to, and then we'll come back and find out exactly what is down at the bottom of this business.
This is a public service announcement for the county, for the entire county. We have just received word that neurotoxoplasm has been found in pizza boxes of all sorts, shapes, and sizes. The ones that are completely square, the ones that have folds and sort of follow the edge of the pizza, those have been completely wiped away. We've had a recall on those, and we need to advise the public that for now, pizzas will be contained solely in poster tubes. Poster tubes. There are no more pizza boxes. Again, we have found a toxic substance in the cardboard of all pizza boxes. Pizzas will now be contained within poster tubes. We will be taking some questions now from the public. They are being wired into my ear. I will repeat them as I receive them. Yes, how? Okay, ma'am. Yes, your question. Uh-huh, okay. How are they going to put the pizzas into a poster tube? Valid question. Very good question. They will roll it up like a poster and just shove it right in there. Now, okay, we have, yes, second part to your question. Yes, it will be quite messy. She asked, won't that create, I can't say that word, ma'am. Won't that create a bit of a mess? Yes, yes, it will. But for now, public safety comes first. This is your warning. If you see any pizza boxes, step away from the boxes. Maybe order something else. Nope, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say that. We are now concluding this broadcast. Public service announcement, pizzas in poster tubes. Thank you. Back to you.
Oh, boy. Life imitates art. Art imitates life. And without life, there's only our show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Okay. Now we return to the special episode. Strange enough, we time jump 6 months into the future. And we're in the doctor's office where we've got the police chief talking about all that went on in his porn addiction. Let's eavesdrop in on that, shall we?
So doctor, I reached a really low point when I was watching a particular DVD with 10 cats on my lap, and it was just a very erotic experience, a very confusing experience, and also a very illegal experience. I realized then that I needed help. I really, really needed help. And any number of things. My wife left me. I got a volunteer position at the local animal shelter. A lot of life changes. And I hope that I'm a better person. At least I feel much more intimate with cats. That's all I have to say. Really, I'm done. I'm done. No. I'm not going to admit to anything else. I generally feel uncomfortable admitting anything, and so I feel like I've reached my quota for today, Doctor.
I think we've had some good work here. Very good with the cats.
Well, nice to
admit the bestiality, sir.
Next week, I will feel comfortable talking about the puppies.
That's good. That's good. And again, call me Beatrice.
All right, Dr. Beatrice.
No doctor needed for now. Just Beatrice.
I'm sorry. You have a very strange glint in your eye when I say Beatrice. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
Good. Discomfort is good. Means it's working.
Wait, I'm starting to put things together. Wait, those DVDs that I watched with those cats on my lap, that was at a house of a woman named, well, there was a mother, but there's a woman named Beatrice.
It's a nice name. I love cats.
I'm sure there's millions of Beatrices in this world. I'm sorry to bring that up.
No, it's all right. I like cats too. Well, until our next session.
Just before I leave, a quick question.
Yeah.
Do you have any strong feelings about the Postmaster General 2018?
Floyd?
Wow. What a shocker. Will the police chief actually figure out what the hell is going on? Or will the police chief be the next pen pal in the long, 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 long line of suckers to be pen pals with Beatrice, the evil pen pal person? P.S. He's not dead yet. That's our show.
This is KLC, 1150 AM radio, owned and operated by the U.S. Postal Corporation, with affiliates in Sacramento and Merced, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. This now concludes our broadcast day, and we will see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. I wish you a pleasant good evening.
Pop open that pizza tube. Good show, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good show. I'm a little, you know, I'm getting, playing the murderers, getting a little old. Can you pour me out some cheese? It all got squished to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, we all saw your application. You're the only one of us that did time for murder. So the writers are just... figuring
I got out for really good behavior, like really good.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I know.
Well, I wouldn't believe it. I mean, the writers are a bunch of crocs. I mean, what was that whole segment about bestiality? I mean, who's working out their issues on the page? Am I right?
Also, who's doing it with cats? They scratch up something crazy.
Yeah, that's a powerful sex act right there.
That's not a good choice. It's just not a good choice. Just not, you know, something easy like a lamb, you know, something that can't bite or scratch you.
Yeah, like a golden retriever, they don't really fight back.
Oh, they just want to do right by you. They just want to be good. They just want to be good boys. Good boys. You want to be good boys.
Hey guys, the cats are listening. Can we not denigrate the cats are right here. I mean, cats have feelings too.
Of course they're right here. They're always right here. Always. Right next to you. Sitting in your lap. A lot. Kind of gross.
Who do you think edits the stories?
Really, golden retrievers are where it's at.
Mm. What are those mop dogs? The big, the long-haired, moppy-looking ones? And they don't look like they'll put up much of a fight either.
Yeah, no, they don't. You don't want to get a little dog. I mean, you know, depending on what your purposes are. I mean, there's always just peanut butter. Any dog will lick some peanut butter off anything, you know. Not from personal experience or anything.
No, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know about anything like
what?
That. I don't know. No. I mean, I've just heard, you know, the internet, it's so vast.
It's huge.
Look, so many things.
Guys, I have Puddles the cat, and it is on my lap, and it has its claws on my testicles.
Oh. Yeah, and I bet it gave you Puddles.
Yeah. That's how you know it's likes you.
I just got a bite of the rubber band from the pizza, rolled up pizza.
Oh, damn it.
May I make a wish? Should I make a wish?
Yeah, you got to make a wish on the rubber band.
Yeah.
Because they do it so infrequently now. There's so few that do the rubber band. Some do masking tape.
You got to tell us the wish afterwards or else it doesn't come true.
Yeah.
Guys, the cats are really upset with the red light.
What red light?
That's not a laser pointer.
Yeah, that someone just pointed a laser on the wall and not moving.
Guys, this has all been recorded. We've been talking about fucking animals.
Oh, Jesus.
Cats are going to be pissed.
Here comes PETA again.